Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
From the studios of New York Public Radio and live on Facebook, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. The Atlanta band called Manchester Orchestra has just released its fifth album, or sixth, depending on how you're counting. And as with all of the records that have come before, they've found a new way to present their sound to us on this record. It's called A Black Mile to the Surface. It is a grand, sweeping musical epic, and the band is here to play a couple of excerpts from it for us. This first one is called The Gold. Here are members of Manchester Orchestra live on Soundcheck.
I don't think I love you anymore. That gold mine changed you. You don't have to hold me anymore. Our cave's collapsing. Well, I don't want to be me anymore. My old man told me, you don't open your eyes for a while. You just breathe that moment down. 40 miles out of East Illinois from my old man's heart attack. And I believe you are crazy. And you believe that you love me. Here anymore, the Black Hills and the Collie. It wasn't really dangerous for us. We just catch you coughing. But what the hell are we gonna do? A black mile to the surface. Well, I don't wanna be here anymore. It all tastes like poison. You can't open your eyes for a while. You just breathe that moment down. 40 miles out of home stake, and I'm trying to translate you again. And I believe you are crazy. Your faith in me.
The song is called The Gold, and it is from the latest album by the band Manchester Orchestra, the album called A Black Mile to the Surface. And members of Manchester Orchestra here with us. Not the full band. This is kind of the Manchester Chamber Orchestra version.
Yeah, 60% strong.
Yeah. Andy Hull on voice and guitar. Robert McDowell on guitar and vocals. Brooks Tipton is at our piano. Andy, Robert, it's great to see you guys again.
Great to see you too. Thank you for having us back.
The last time you were here, the two of you had just finished scoring the film Swiss Army Man.
Yes.
And you were talking about how that felt like a transformative moment for you guys and for the band. You then went and wrote this album. Did it turn out to be the transformative experience you were suspecting it was?
Yeah, 100%. As we spoke last time, it changed the rules and boundaries of sonics for us and how to kind of paint sonic landscapes. So while we're working on the songs and getting the actual songs as solid as we could and you know, to the level where we thought they were their best, we were also keeping in mind the entire time there was sort of this album existing underneath that we had to finish as well. And that's how do you connect all of this together to feel like one proper movement, you mm-hmm. know?
So do you view this album as a concept? I mean, there definitely are recurring images that happen.
I don't consider it that. It's certainly an inspiration started that way. I liked the idea because the only way I was really finding inspiration was by creating characters in different places. You know, I'd written the love song for, you know, my daughter, and I, mm-hmm. you know, and there's only so many of those that I could write that I still felt inspired and challenged by. I started working with these characters in this town that I really became fascinated with through a picture that I found called Leeds, South Dakota. And for a while I thought, yeah, maybe this whole record is going to be based around this town over the course of 100 years and all these families. And as I continued to work on the story and work on it, I realized that I was putting myself into these places mm-hmm. and into this town as it was going. And so I figured I'd just break my own rules about what's acceptable for songwriting, you know, for me. That ultimately ended up being a record about family that draws from a lot of different places and the generational, I don't know, curse and blessing of having a lineage and a family and all that stuff.
So when I mention recurring imagery, I mean, there are things like, you know, death is a recurring imagery in a number mm-hmm. of songs. Fathers recur. Good fathers, not so good fathers, you know, are recurring imagery throughout this record. Grocery stores appear in several songs.
Yep.
The other thing that you just said that struck me was it goes back to something Robert said last time you guys were here, which the working on the film score gave you guys the idea that you could have a goal and not get there via your first instinct.
Correct.
Because what you guys did for Swiss Army Man, using no instruments, all vocals, mm-hmm. was certainly nobody's first instinct.
That's right. And we really challenged ourselves to do that when we got everybody together to write it. My mission statement was, you're all so good at your instruments, but I'm going to ask you to do the opposite of what first comes into your mind. You know, if this song sounds like a folk song, how do we get the drum beat to not be a folk drum beat? You know, because we've heard that before. How do we continue to push the envelopes for a song like The Alien? The drum beat that he ended up writing was this really cool cyclical tom beat that sounded like a Paul Simon thing that was exactly what I was looking for but didn't know how to reach, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was because he tried to reverse engineer, and that was basically the story of the album.
Right. So the album's called A Black Mile to the Surface. All of the titles, with one exception, start with the definite article. So you've got, you know, the moth, the grocery, the wolf, the sunshine. Mm-hmm. The one exception is the town that you mentioned called Leeds, South Dakota.
Right.
Which is home to what?
The Homestake Gold Mine. And the Homestake Gold Mine, for a long time, was the largest hole in the earth that we knew of. And this is a place where the town really started to flourish. And Lead is really close to Deadwood. They would actually bury people from Deadwood in Lead, which is an interesting. I learned so much about it. I could just keep talking. But what was interesting to me about this mine was basically two things. First being, these men were going down there and working for their families, but actively killing themselves in the process. The conditions were so poor. Mm-hmm. And when they'd come up, you know, I just sort of felt this sadness for their families that would look and go, we're so grateful for you providing, but look what it's doing to you. And then I found out that years later, they started to do scientific discoveries, which have just now started to pick back up.
Right.
And they're finding things called neutrinos that are, could be like signs of dark matter and the keys to the universe. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of fascinating to me as well, that on top of sort of the economical interesting side of it, there was this supernatural thing as well.
So the idea that a mile below the surface, there's this, I forget what the liquid, it might be ammonia or something, where they...
Right.
And the song is called The Gold that you just played, and gold atoms are a big part, I think, of neutrino detection and stuff like that. Anyway, so...
Way above both of our heads right now. Normal rock and roll stuff.
Above my pay grade. But it's really fascinating as an image to think that guys went down there 100 mm-hmm. years ago to dig for gold, and now people are going down there 100 years later to dig for something much more kind of elemental.
We'll know in 10 years from now. I'm either way ahead of the curve and a genius, or none of this matters at all.
Well, that's the derivation of the album title, A Black Mile to the Surface. You mentioned the song called The Alien. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to hear a beat here because it's just piano and guitars. As with many of the titles, there's a little misdirection. The moth is not really about a flying insect.
Correct.
The wolf is not really about a four-legged carnivore.
Correct.
And the alien is not some creature in Sector 57 or whatever.
That's right.
I don't think we really need to parse it more than that to let people know. You want to play the song for
us? Sure, yes, absolutely.
We're speaking with Andy Hall and Robert McDowell. Brooks Tipton's at our piano. They're from Manchester Orchestra, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. This song is called The Alien.
The lights are low enough, you guess. You swapped your conscience with your father's medication. Limp from Rome to Lawrenceville, and on the way wrote out a self-made declaration. When you got to Pleasant Hill, you forced the traffic to erase your family demons. You made a pact with you and God. If you don't move, I swear to you, I'm gonna make you. Do you need officer arrived? It happened to be the high school bully of your brother. And when you finally recognized, you felt some guilt that you had even let him touch you. Well, can you hear me? What's your name? Could not speak, just laid amazed at all the damage. And as the high school's letting out, well, all the kids are saying the same thing that they used to. It's an end. Never enough medication. The doctor asked about your ears. You said your mom said you were made from revelation. Revelation never scares.
fear came from your drunken dad and a pair of scissors. But you just finally letting go. Or did you mean to take out all those people with you? Didn't mean
from Manchester Orchestra. The song is called The Alien, live performance here in our Soundcheck studio. Andy, without actually repeating the same sets of chords in each song throughout the album, I still somehow get a sense that there are musical, sort of harmonic connections between a lot of these songs.
Yeah, as they started to develop during the record and as we were sorting how it was all fitting together, I thought it would be cool to consistently bring certain things back, almost time travel throughout the album. I'll say it like this. When I've heard Girl from North Country Fair and Boots of Spanish Leather and realized that Bob Dylan had two near-perfect songs with the exact same melody and exact same chord progression, I just started to think, I'm just going to do that more. So yeah, that was sort of the thing. I didn't shy away from repeating myself because I thought it's almost like old classical music where there's movements of the based around the same chords. I thought that would be a cool thing to explore in this realm.
Now, it is an album full of the sounds of massed voices, unlike the last project, the film score, which was all voices. But even there, and this goes back to something, Andy, you were saying before, you can listen to this record, and for much of its length, you recognize there are guitars, but somehow it's not a quote-unquote guitar album.
Certainly our happy place is crunchy guitars. Like, that's where we feel most comfortable, and that is our safe spot. And consistently throughout the record, it was all about pulling away. We would put heavy guitars on it, and then it always, without fail, would go, all right, well, what do we really need in there? And how do we get something to take the place of guitars that still has the same visceral feeling but isn't pounding you over the head with this crunchiness? And thus began me and Robert's, you know, 6-month exploration into
our
the
nightmare.
Weirdest keyboards we could find, you know. And
because there's a lot of sounds that were, it was an electric guitar lead, and it was obvious because it was something we could do in the room. And then, okay, I like the melody, I'm attached to that, but the sound itself isn't adding anything that we haven't done. So then it was recording a piano, sending it through 17 pedals, back through an amp, reversing it. It was a lot of throwing darts against the wall until we magically hit a bullseye.
And we were fortunate to work with Catherine Marks, who helped produce and engineer the record, and John Congleton, who helped engineer and co-produce the record. And then our experience of Swiss Army Man and making four Manchester records before, right, and having the experience of that, among other things.
All right, so you're saying four records before, so you're counting Cope but not Hope.
I know, sometimes I count it. Rob counts it as two, I think I just count it as one.
Okay, all right. For folks who aren't aware, Hope is the acoustic cover of Cope.
Yes. So, the nice twin.
Yeah.
but they were so invested, the producers were so invested in our vision of not giving up until we were jumping up and down in excitement, which is hard to find. So we were fortunate in that regard. We didn't have anybody pressuring us to finish quickly.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about that is when the guitars do start crunching, you suddenly notice.
Right.
So when they come roaring in the grocery, mm-hmm, your ears are pinned to the wall and you're like, wow, what just happened here?
Right, totally. And even that, for instance, was like, we went about that crunchiness in a very different way.
Yeah, I think
way.
It's an acoustic
it's
guitar.
It's an acoustic guitar.
Is that really?
And I'm finger picking, but it's just run through this insane pedal that makes it sound insane. So,
yeah. Do you have that pedal here today?
I do not. Luckily for the listeners.
We're speaking with members of Manchester Orchestra. The album is called A Black Mile to the Surface. You want to do the grocery?
Yeah, let's do it. That sounds
all right.
Great.
I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going anyways. So you leave the apartment and grab the gun under the bed. I want to reach above the paradox where nobody could see. Won't hold a light to pare it down, strip it to its feet. I wanna feel the way my father felt. Is it easier for me? I wanna know if there's a higher love oblivious to me. You unload several rounds. Don't you dare move a muscle. A cardboard cutout ads. Well, I wanna reach above the paradox where nobody could see. Wanna hold a light to pare it down, strip it to its feet. I wanna feel the way our fathers felt. Is it easy for belief? I wanna know if there's a higher love they saw that can't be seen. And looking back, it's obvious now. You believe him or you don't. Stolen you, you press it to your lips. And you squeeze on the trigger, and all it does is clicks. Well, I want to reach above the paradox where nobody could see. Want to hold a light to paradise and see if I could sleep. I want to feel the way our fathers felt when it swept them off their feet. I want to know if there's a higher love they saw that can't be seen.
only obvious equation. You believe it or you don't. And I've been trying to find the right way to get out of here. And I've been trying to find the right way to get out of here. Oh, this is the only way to go.
Manchester Orchestra, Andy Hull on voice and guitar, Robert McDowell on voice and guitar, Brooks Tipton at our piano. The song is called The Grocery, and that is a somewhat more sonically sedate version of the tune.
Indeed, yes.
Still an unsettling song, though.
Thank you.
And speaking of which, there is some startling and surreal visual imagery that goes with this song and its video, the video for The Gold, right. The cover art. How closely are you guys involved in the visual thematics of this?
Well, the Daniels are the directing duo who did Swiss Army Man with us and had done our Simple Math music video. And they got us to do the score by asking us to do something we'd never done before. And they figured that that would be enticing enough for us and our personalities to just jump right in. So we thought, we're going to do the same thing. We got on FaceTime with them. And we said, we want you to creative direct hand in hand with us everything for this album, top to bottom. You know, I think they worked on that stuff for 3 months and didn't get paid a dollar because they ended up finding all of these incredible artists that were friends of theirs and curating the visuals that you see. They're so striking and just as cool as I could have ever imagined. And we loved that it all felt connected.
Of a piece,
absolutely.
You could
find a visual that actually represented what was happening in the music.
Yeah, and it doesn't give anything away. I mean, there's people being, you know, impaled by beams of light, and the cover has a body hanging off of a surreally high tree up in the sky. I mean, it's just crazy stuff that is really striking. And yet you don't really know what it is.
Totally. There is like a master document that says everything that's going on in this album and through all the songs. And so I sent that to all of the creative guys and basically said, here is the depths that no one will ever know about every little detail about these songs. And they were able to really do some incredible stuff.
Yeah. So your initial idea of the 100-year history of this town, that idea is still in the DNA of
it
some of
the... still in the DNA in some of it. Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's a great record.
Thank you so much.
Beautifully done, called A Black Mile to the Surface, the members of Manchester Orchestra. Great to see you guys again.
You as well. Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Why do I deserve the signs to feel better about you? At a loss, I lost my cool.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.